So every year I pick up a new hobby, not really a hobby. Well, let me just rephrase that. Every year I set a goal to accomplish or push myself to develop a skill, to do something new. A couple years ago, or just like 3 or 4 years ago, I set out to create music digitally, and I produced an album. It took almost the whole year, but I finally made my goal, and I produced an album and published music that was all created just sitting on my desktop, using a digital composer. You know, a new thing to me, because I've grown up around or been around music for a long time, and I can play guitar and stuff like that, play piano. But this was different, and I didn't actually use even a MIDI interface. It was all just me with a keyboard and mouse. And then the next year, I pushed myself to actually do a live recording album, and I did that and accomplished that. The year after that, I set out to change my career field entirely and get into a whole new line of work, and I did that. This year, or 2024, I didn't really have a real set goal. My life's just been a little too much chaos, and I just hadn't really got around to it. But one of the things that I've been piling up, getting on my list of things to get around to doing, was learning how to solve a Rubik's Cube. And as the year was coming to an end, I was like, well, I need to get on this. So I grabbed one of the Rubik's Cubes and took it on a vacation with me. For Christmas, I had a few days off. We were going to just lounge around and not do much, kind of just chill in an Airbnb. And so I brought this cube with me, and I figured between YouTube videos and doing some research, I'll learn how to do the Rubik's Cube. Well, I accomplished it, and the cube I took was actually a more complicated cube than just a standard 3x3. But I did figure it out. It took 24 hours. It took a good amount of time over the course of 3 days. And by the time I was in bed on the third day and solved it and knew I'd solved it and figured it out, the first thing I did was I tore it back apart again and tried to solve it again. The second time I solved it, it took me a couple hours. But that showed me that I actually knew what I was doing at that point. It was taking longer, but I was figuring it out. And then the third time I solved it, it took about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And that was with a more complicated Rubik's Cube. Then I went through all the Rubik's Cubes that I had collected and started to realize how the algorithms work, and figured I would grab my best Rubik's Cube, which is this speed cube that I'm using here in this video. They move really fast and they're good for competition stuff, but they just are a lot more easy to work with. Then I sat down and actually started studying all the different algorithms and getting better at the basic solving principles of a Rubik's Cube. It took me a while, and it's been a lot of dedication. A lot of people annoyed with me for bringing it with me everywhere I go, but I got to the point where my goal was to be able to solve the Rubik's Cube like in an under 5 minute time period. Because here's the story. I had a friend who passed away that was really into Rubik's Cubes, and it was one thing that me and him couldn't really connect on because I didn't understand how they worked at all. But ever since he passed away, when I'd see a Rubik's Cube somewhere, I'd buy it because I had this thought that, you know, well, I'll learn how to do this one day, especially when I'd find them at a thrift store and they're all messed up. And there's a lot of cheap, you know, Amazon purchases that people play with it and they get rid of it. They toss it because they never learned how to do it, and it ends up at the thrift store, and then I'd see it and I'd buy it. And so I've got this collection of Rubik's Cubes of different shapes and sizes and colors, different specialty ones that have kind of been building up in my puzzle collection. But I didn't know how to solve them. Like, I sometimes would work with them long enough. There's websites you can go to and they'll solve it for you and tell you exactly what to do. And I'd done that before, but I actually dedicated some time and just learned how to do this. It wasn't all that hard, but it did take a lot of time and focus. You have to be willing to kind of be an idiot at something and try something new. And that's kind of the reason I do this every year and push myself to do something new. I haven't figured out what my 2025 goal is yet, but I will let you know when I get that figured out. But for now, I have solved that Rubik's Cube. I can do it in under 5 minutes every time, and I'm going to keep doing it every day this year. I will solve a Rubik's Cube every day. so that for the rest of my life, I'll be able to pick one up at the store, solve it, and then put it back down, and I don't have to buy it. All right. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.